with news, commentary, controversy, and information about officiating high school sports, this is Officiating Oklahoma. Now here's your host, Jason Seichel.
Hey guys, thanks for listening again. This is going to be part four of the four-part series that's involving the rules changes in 2019 for football. You know, first I'm going to start out with the easy one. They're changing the penalty for the illegal kicking and batting. Instead of a 15-yard penalty, they're changing it down to 10 yards. I think that's going to be a good change. You actually don't call this very often, but, you know, usually a 15-yard penalty is for something more severe. It's like, you know, anything that involves a personal foul, you know, your more severe penalties. And I think that, you know, illegal kicking has been, you know, 15 yards is kind of severe for something that seems to be so minor. Another one of the changes that we're going to talk about, this is the, involves the uniform. This one, talks about, improving the, visibility of, the numbers on the uniforms. Let's see. It says, the purpose of the numbers on the jersey is to provide a clear identification of players in order to enhance the ability of easily identify players. The committee has clarified the size requirements for jersey numbers through 2023. The committee has also added a new requirement that effective in 2024, jersey numbers must be a single solid color that clearly contrasts with the body color of the jersey. You know, I think this is a good rule. You know, you'll see the teams that have the double-colored numbers, you know, sometimes when they're the two-color number, the outside of the number will be a lighter color, and then if it's on a lighter jersey, then it makes the number on the player's uniform appear even smaller, makes it hard to pick it up. The other thing is, you know, if you've got a player's jersey that is the same color as the number, I mean, what's that going to help? You kind of like the San Francisco Giants when they're using their black uniforms, and on the back they have black numbers with an orange outline. It's hard to see that number. I mean, it's stupid to do something that way. But anyway, those are going to be two other changes. They've got some other minor changes, but they're just editorial. You know, let's go back to the uniform thing. You know, here it is, it's 2019, and they're making changes to the uniforms. And it says that the requirement's going to be effective in 2024. So, you know, schools don't have a bunch of money, so they're going to, you know, enforce the change to happen in 5 years. Which is, you know, being considerate of those schools. And that's, you know, one of the things I don't understand is, like, with officiating, if, you know, secondary schools here makes a decision that they want us to wear a different uniform, it goes into effect that season. And it's, you know, people wonder, you know, why are schools given this opportunity to buy their uniforms over a five-year period, where when you're an official, they're like, okay, you got to do it this year. So then it hits a guy, well, geez, I've got to go spend, you know, the guys that get the nice uniforms and take pride in their appearance, and if they get plaquettes put on their uniforms to distinguish their position and all that good stuff, okay, you're looking at $140 you're asking him to spend, you know, before the season starts. And you know, people think officials go out there and make a ton of money, and we don't. I don't think I've ever made money in a season doing this. After you pay for your mileage, the time that you're spent doing this, you know, that's it's not something that you're going to make a bunch of money on. I mean, it, basically, you'll make enough to pay for your uniforms and your gas and your meals, and that's it. So, you know, forcing us to go run out and buy those new uniforms isn't going to be something that's, you know, reasonable. They, you know, I could see where they say, hey, this year it's going to be optional to add in the uniforms. The next season will still be that options available, but then in the third year you have to have this. Okay, that'll work. Anyway, I'll jump off that soapbox there. That's going to be another episode we talk about. This year, the points of emphasis they've got highlighted, and once again, this doesn't have a whole lot of information on it, so we can't really elaborate on it too much, but, you know, one of the procedure for weather delays, I see over and over where people don't, you know, go by these, this rule. When they talk about weather delays, it's the guideline that we have is if we see lightning or hear thunder, we have to suspend it for, you know, 30 minutes. So, or is it 20 minutes? I'm going to have to look it up. Either way, it doesn't matter. You still got to suspend it for a certain amount of time. So every time you hear hear thunder or see lightning after that, then your countdown starts all over. I had a game a few years ago, and I could see lightning probably, 10 to 15 miles away. And every time I saw it, I restarted my countdown. And, man, you talk about having some upset or some mad coaches, but, you know, here's the thing. If we go out there and we officiate this game, even though, you know, by the guidelines that were given to me, I can see that lightning and we're not supposed to be playing. If I go out there and play that game and then something happens to a player, who do you think they're going to come after? Yeah, that's right. They're going to be coming after the guy that didn't apply those guidelines correctly. They are going to be talking about the expanded neutral zone as it applies to run or pass options. I have no idea what they're talking about. I don't know why they've got that in there as a point of emphasis. And then the other point is the free blocking zone and legal blocking. Okay, I don't know. They're not elaborating on these, so I have no idea as to why they're making these a point of emphasis. I can see the procedures for weather delays. There's a lot of guys that'll go out and officiate and they don't do those procedures correctly, and it makes makes us all look bad whenever the ones that do it right, you know, get questioned, and then they say, well, so and so did it this way, or, you know, somebody else did it that way. And, you know, that's when you want to say, you know, I'm sorry that whoever was here didn't do it right, but this is how it's supposed to be, and this is how we're going to do it. So, you know, that's going to lead me up to another episode that we're going to talk about, and that's going to be, you know, standardization, everybody doing things the right way. But anyway, that's going to be, the rules changes for football this year, and I'll touch on them real quick. You know, the one change they're going to have is they're allowing states to set up their own rules as far as postseason play when it comes to video review. Like I mentioned earlier, they're going to be changing the visibility of player numbers on their uniforms. The next change is they've redefined the requirements for a legal scrimmage formation. You know, that's where we talked about having five on the line of scrimmage, no more than four in the backfield. Another change is they are prohibiting the tripping on a runner. Talked about that in episode two. And then we've got the 40-second play clock, so we'll have the 40-25 play clock, which I cannot wait to start this year. And then they've made the addition in the horse collar, where if you grab the nameplate on the back of the jersey, for those of you that don't know, there's actually a plate that is sewn onto the back of the jersey that has a player's name if they have their name. And then they've changed the illegal kicking and batting from 15 yards to a 10-yard penalty. But that's going to wrap it up for this episode. It's going to be shorter because this was the last little tidbits there of the changes that they made. these were the ones that were extremely minor. But, you know, if you guys got any questions or anything, be sure to, you know, shoot me a message online on anchor.fm, anywhere, you know, that I'm on social media. Don't forget, you can look us up at Facebook, Twitter, Instagram. All those, the name on them is Officiating OK. And then also the website, officiatingok.com. And we hope you guys have a good season, and we'll catch you on the next episode.
Thanks for listening to Officiating Oklahoma, hosted by 20-year veteran sports official Jason Seichel. Please visit our website at officiatingok.com and be sure to join us soon for another episode of Officiating Oklahoma.